Okay. And you said your name is Buck?
No, Puck. P-U-C-K.
Oh, Puck. Okay. As in the English folklore, Puck?
Yeah, from Shakespeare.
Oh, yes. I remember that. I'm kind of ignorant on Shakespeare, so tell me a little bit about Puck.
Puck is a full of spirit who likes to tease people.
Uh-huh.
And he fools people. For example, he pretends to be an apple, and when somebody bites him, he just says, "Wah!" So people are scared, so that's his thing.
So he's a form of a trickster who uses humor to teach and...
Something like that, He's like the assistant of the king of the elves, Oberon.
Oh, I love that, yeah. I had a friend named Robin Goodfellow who liked to say, "I'm an elf myself." Yes, I've studied Celt. I'm a Celtophile a bit. I'm half Scot myself. You have a lovely accent. Is that French?
No, I'm from Amsterdam.
Oh, Amsterdam. Oh, Holland's just a wonderful country.
Yeah, it is. It's a wonderful
country. Did you see they're legalizing gay marriage now, so they're way ahead of every other country. It was in the Chase paper.
Yes, I was almost married to this girl, but we broke up.
Uh-huh. Well, that things happen like that too, you know. That's all part of it. So what do you like to do with your life? What are your interests whatever you want to say or talk about?
What I want to do? Actually, I don't have a clue. But one thing I want to do, I want to buy this big house in Suriname for the street children.
Wonderful.
So they can live there and teach a job or something.
Excellent.
Yeah, that's the thing I want to do. But first I have to make money, so...
I understand.
I'm busy with doing that.
And you know Sanskrit?
No, I don't know. I only know the one sentence.
Oh, I see. And what is the sentence?
Aum Gaum Nuraya Namaha.
I understand Aum. That means the word of God or something?
Yeah, it's supposed to call the wisdom in yourself, the knowledge or something.
And what does the rest of the sentence mean?
I don't know.
So, you're visiting Berkeley. How long have you been here?
For 2 weeks.
Oh, just 2 weeks. And so, how do you like Berkeley?
Great.
It is, yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
It's Whiskey Telegraph.
Uh-huh. As a lesbian, would you like to say anything to the world about lesbian pride?
Lesbian pride. Just be yourself and don't try to be so gay.
Uh-huh. I understand. Yeah. I understand that. Don't feel forced to play out a stereotype. It's unnecessary. Yeah, like that. Yeah. Yeah, I think Holland is one of the greatest countries in the world, and it's unfortunate that American society is so self-centered as to put down Holland and all the other Western European countries like they're really not true democracies or whatever. What do you think about that?
I think democracy doesn't exist at all.
Okay, what do you think is the better term then?
I think democracy like we have in Holland, we let the people think they have something to say, but they really don't. So when we vote, it doesn't matter because we have so many parties, how you call it, so many groups that if you vote for one, they have to talk with all the others. So eventually they come all to the same point. So it doesn't really matter what you do.
I see. Okay. Do you have, can you talk about that more? Is this the type of philosophy you have about how government should run? The word democracy doesn't appeal to you. What word would you use or how would you describe what you think is the best society to have?
Well, I think that if you have a democracy, you would pick people from the nation for 1 year or 4 years or so to talk about that. You can have the political, the people are in there now, but I think they should include the people from the streets or the people who just live there, because people who are in politics now, they're very rich. They have everything they need, so they don't really know what it is to be on welfare or it is to be on the street or whatever.
Sure, I know.
So they should include the people more.
Do you think Holland might be one of the first countries to start doing that, considering how progressive it's been so far?
No, not with the European community now. So we'll be one Europe, and the Finns are really strong in that. They hate us. So I don't think that's going to happen.
Well, as a visionary myself, I've gotten visions that a new revolution for the world is going to start not in the advanced countries, but in the so-called third world countries. There's a lot more going on there than Americans care to know. What do you think of that?
Now, I think people say that people are very unhappy there, but I think they don't have money, they don't have food, but they have much spirituality, much more than we have. So I think they know much more about life than we think we do.
Hardship and living poor can put people in a level of understanding that affluence can thwart, I guess. Did I say that right or what?
Yeah, I think when you don't have money or something, you have to seek wisdom in other places.
Uh-huh.
So we only seek wisdom in our big cars, nice jobs we have, pretty clothes, stuff like that. So we forgot the rest of the thing.
Mm-hmm. I really admire your plans to go to Suriname and help people less fortunate. One of my dreams, since falling in love with a Vietnam veteran who has disappeared, I don't think he died, he disappeared, last I heard from 1991, is to finally open up homes for lesbian and gay disabled Vietnam veterans. But beyond that is to reach out to other people in general, the homeless and street people. So what I'm doing now is contributing to their empowerment by putting their voice on the web. Tell me more about why you picked Suriname as your place for your latest calling.
My father was born there, so my whole family lives there.
Oh, I see. Well, that makes it very amenable to you. You already are known there, and you see a need to do that. So you're sort of going ahead with your own kind of Peace Corps in your own way. You're not doing this with any group, right?
No, I'm on my own.
You're doing this because of your own inspiration then? Yeah, okay.